Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, today is the 17th, Thursday, the 17th of October. We seem to be having a few little technical issues this morning with our internet. For whatever reason, it's interrupting our broadcast, but the internet signal looks really strong, but we don't quite know why we're experiencing these difficulties. We've already reset the system, so hopefully things will improve. Hopefully we don't have any further issues in this broadcast, but let's see how we get on. Don't even know why our camera is not fully functional, it seems. On our side anyway. It looks like the sound is okay. So perhaps we'll proceed for now. Of course, if we can start with our risk warning, take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, a few little technical issues this morning, but hopefully we'll get them resolved. Okay, so please see our risk warning currently up on screen. Now, just as a quick intro, then all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade. So trade selection is an important feature. Where do we then enter and exit? How do we manage risk? Trade, how do we manage each trade? Trading psychology. We address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well when necessary. Okay, so let's start with a review of this market moving news then. And today we do have important ECB rate. So just overnight, we've had the unemployment rate for the Australian economy is actually lowering slightly. We're expecting a little uptick, but we actually got a really positive employment change number. So more jobs added to the Australian economy than what was expected. I can see we're having some technical issues, it seems. Just not too sure why we're having these problems. So we'll try and get that resolved. So yeah, a positive unemployment number behind the scenes with the ECB later on this afternoon. And we're expecting a 25 basis point rate cut. And in fact, there's probably a series of 25 basis point rate cuts in the pipeline. And with inflation back to target, I suppose the current concerns come and very, very different to that of the US, which is the US. The markets are anticipating the US are cutting for the right reasons, whereas you could argue the ECB need to cut because the European economy is in free fall and needs some sort of stimulative package to get itself out of it. And that's what these central banks are now reliant upon, is turning on the printing press and lowering rates to zero. Okay, we keep having these intermittent little problems. Let's see if our... hopefully you can hear us okay. I believe you can. Not sure what the problem is with our camera, but we'll move along this morning. So ECB today. Now, within the ECB decision to cut rates 25 basis points, that's pretty much what we're expecting. We'll be hearing from Christine Lagarde half an hour later, but between that, we do have important unemployment claims. There's a Philly Fed manufacturing index in there as well, and core retail sales. Now, we could probably have a bit of a positive expectation on these retail sales numbers. And the unemployment claims, we had a bit of a surprise last time round. This time, it doesn't seem, it looks like it's going to come in a bit lower, but we still have the impact of those hurricanes potentially filtering through. So this uptick in unemployment claims is a little bit more sort of natural disaster orientated rather than a big spike in unemployment claims because the economy is beginning to weaken. So it is really about why these things are happening. Tomorrow, nothing of any major interest. So it's really about this afternoon. So let's have a look at the charts then. Bring them up on screen. So getting a bit of a rally in these equity markets again. We were either going to look for the S&P to rally, or we were going to focus our attention on the US dollar. And we had the opportunity to kind of get into both, but really we're broadly comfortable sticking with the dollar. And let's see where we are across the board. Excuse me. We've got the euro dollar selling off really quite aggressively going into this ECB. Yesterday we had much weaker than expected inflation coming out of the UK economy. Not quite a concern just yet regarding the deflation potential, but that's certainly in the pipeline. So we saw a strong day for selling yesterday. We kind of rallied down to these lows. We have a take profit just below, but we'll see how this price plays out. We still probably expect a little bit further downside today across the Eurozone and also in the pound dollar. We're also in the yen. We've got the carry trade in full swing. We're just meandering, really. We're not making any real progress in the last two or three days. But Okay, then, guys, we seem to have resolved our technical issues. We had to reset our system, unfortunately, three times. Apologies for the inconvenience. We're going to wrap it up pretty quickly. We've still got a strong bias downside, which we're still in. Dollar yen to the upside, just give it time. Really, that's what that needs. And we're making progress, really, on the dollar Swiss. So doing well on our current open trades, we have the potential to perhaps add into that, which we'll have a look at in just a second. So for that, New Zealand dollar is now looking a little bit more constructive. Yesterday we started the sell-off. Today it looks like we could be adding to it. So potential for the dollar, the yen to start weakening again. Just commodities real quick. Gold is at all-time highs. Crude oil is, we're kind of stuck around this little lower level. So it's going to be interesting to see where prices move from here. We did want to look at a few other things this morning, but because of time, we'll discuss it in our live trade room very, very shortly. I do apologize about these technical difficulties we're having this morning. Really positive for US equities, not so positive for European. This is the Nikkei, actually, which is a little bit weaker currently. The CAC, 2 days ago we had strong selling. Now we might get a little bit of a bounce. And the German DAX is pretty close to all-time highs. But really our focus is US indice markets. It's a little bit more clear-cut than that. So listen, on that note, guys, apologies for the difficulties in terms of our trade plan. Let's bring that up on screen. And we'll switch rooms straight away. We just had a series of problems this morning. I think we've resolved them. That's the good news. It just took a little bit, a lot more time than we anticipated. So what I want to do just before we let you go, this is just our intro slides. So it's this trade plan. I'm just going to post this into the chat box. The joys of internet access. So we still have this mixed market dynamic playing out. We're wanting to keep all options open as we await. Further dollar strength. Do we want to buy gold at all-time highs? Not particularly. It's been like this all week, really. Let's see if things change this afternoon. They very well may do. And we will try to prepare ourselves as best we can. It's kind of hard to move away from the dollar, really, where we've been able to take profit in the euro dollar. We're in three other good profitable dollar trades. Hopefully they will play out and we'll book in profit either today or tomorrow in those opportunities. So look, guys, we'll wrap it up. I do apologize for the technical difficulties we've been having today. So listen, on that note, we'll switch rooms to our live trade room now. So if you can join us for that, that's fantastic. We'll see you very, very shortly indeed. And for everyone here, take care and we'll see you next time. Bye for now.